So I started making music when I think I was like 17 or 18. That's when I put out my first song. I was probably writing music a couple years before that. And that's because I have an older brother who is also an artist. And he's the one that got me into recording my voice and like writing songs. So shout out to Dawson for that. And then, yeah, literally, I think it was my last year of high school, so grade 12, I put out my first song independently. And then it just got a really good response right out the gate. And it was just really cool, like, to see the reaction it got from, like, people in my high school and people, like, just in Timmins in general. It was just a good feeling. It was, like, very gratifying. And it was the first time I had, like, worked that hard on something and then put it out into the world. So it was just this like really addicting feeling from the jump, and I just kept pursuing it, kept writing songs, putting them out, and then ultimately that led to signing a record deal. That was the start of it all.
Wow. And then back in 2023, so 2 years ago, you were the Juno Award winner for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. From how you started to that winning that, how did it feel to get that award?
It was crazy. It felt amazing. It was scary. It was exciting. It was all the emotions kind of just like all at once. It was just really cool to be like recognized such like a big stage and at such a big event for Canadian music. Relatively early on in my career, it was really cool. And it was just very like inspiring to see kind of what hard work and dedication and like a great team can kind of get you, you know. Like growing up in Timmins, I never really had any idea of what the music industry was like or like how it worked. So the fact that I'm experiencing it like at this stage and at the age that I'm at of like being 23, it's pretty crazy because it feels like not that long ago I was still putting out songs in Timmins' bedroom. So it's pretty wild.
That is crazy. And then, yeah, you had a debut EP came out in October, Anywhere But Here, and that has 6 songs on it. How many songs did you have ready for the EP, and was it hard to decide which 6 would make it onto it?
Yeah, it's always tough when it comes to deciding what songs are going to come out, and especially for a project. Like, this is the EP that I put out, Anywhere But Here, is my first ever EP, so it was new territory for me. So deciding which songs were going to be the songs on it was challenging. But I think before even like considering making an EP, I kind of had a vision of what my songs were gonna sound like and how they were gonna look and feel going into that year. So that made it a little bit easier, just having like some sort of intention behind the songs that I was writing. But there was a lot of songs that not to say they didn't make the cut, but just they didn't really fit that world or it wasn't the right time for them. So like a lot. I have so much music that's just kind of in the vault, you know.
Speaking of your track, One Last Song, can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Yeah, so One Last Song to me it kind of represents this thing of where, I mean, I feel like it's relatable to a lot of people, but just that feeling or that thing in life that, you know, might not always be the best for you, but it's fun and it's exciting and it feels great in the moment, but it's one of those ones where you look at it and you're like, this might not be sustainable or this might not be the most productive hobby or person for me to be around. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just highlights that time, and rather than focusing on like, oh, how this isn't good for me and how I need to let this go and move on, it's kind of just like enjoying the moment one more time and just letting it all go and appreciating it for whatever it may be and just kind of focusing on the positives and not the negatives, and then just, you know, move on, carry on with your day.
For the rest of the year, what do you have coming up?
So I am working on, I have like a few songs that I'm very, very close to finishing that I'm very excited to put out. That is like my main goal right now, is just putting out more music, because although the EP wasn't like that long ago, as an artist, it's hard to just, you know, not put out music. So I'm always just really, really excited to put out new music. And I have a lot of that coming. So yeah, new music. And then I am really excited about my hometown show in Timmins, which will be coming up in May.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me just at Preston Pablo on all socials. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the good stuff. I'm there.